listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is my second try, actually the third one, to reach out to millions of people. Right now, we are up to 6 million in the last 3 weeks, excuse me. If I can get, I'm Roy Masters, by the way, in case you didn't catch it. If I can get the attention of 20 million Americans, we can save this country. With all the blithering nonsense, all the different opinions and sarcasms and shooting at each other in many different ways and degrading certain of those people who are running for, I can't mention them, so because of my 501c3, so I can't do all that. I'm a church. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about church in a minute. And anything you belong to. That's when I continue from last night. But I know how. I'm an expert of hypnosis, as Adolf Hitler was, even though I can reverse that. I know how to reverse hypnosis, I was trying to take a word and work it around the word Hitler, but it is a hypnosis, hypnotic expressions, I'm going to speak about. Nearly every person on earth is subject to hypnosis and has it 99 9/10%. There's a very small percentage of people who are true to themselves. And I can tell you for sure that if you have any anxieties or fears, you are no longer your own person. It's already happened. You do not know that you are not yourself. So the problem is the problems you've got of taking on other people's identity is, how can I say it? Is extension of Paradise Lost. It's generational. In other words, you're standing in your father and your mother's shoes. You are the extension of what's wrong with them that they didn't see. They may have seen it in each other, but didn't do it right, so therefore you had fights. And there was your fate. And so when you come into the world with your mother and father fighting, because they don't understand what they've inherited, you listen to me carefully. Everything that's wrong with you is inherited from Paradise Lost. The Adam and Eve principle, is as ripe as it can be. It spreads through one man's sin, death through sin, spread through the human race. And so, Adam, when he ate the fruit, now you see, I will talk about eating later on. I have 2 hours to discuss these things and 2 hours to take your questions or challenges. But I say to you that you are born innocent, different from Adam. See, he actually did something wrong. He ate what he shouldn't. It's like a little kid. You see it in little kids. You know, there's a pie on the windowsill. Mommy said, don't eat it. We're going to have, you know, some friends. Or a coin on Dad's night table. And the impulse, when the kid sees this and that isn't there, very often, there's a temptation, a pull. There's something about in the child that tends to want to pull the child, the coin, like whiskey, into a dunk. The kid, something says to the kid, you know, you can have that little toy airplane. Dad doesn't recognize it. I felt it. I went through that as a kid. I remember it. And you do it too. And the tendency is to swipe it or not, but still suppress the impulse, see, which is better than expressing it. So assuming you take it, and your father says, "Did you take this?" You say, "No, Dad, Johnny made me do it." And in Chinese, it will be, and that means the same thing. It's the same voice in everybody in the world. I'll be back in a minute.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, again. How strong are you? Can you face pure truth? Can you really stand it without being angry? Can I express myself as an American and dare to tell you what's wrong with America and Americans? Because America is full of animals and beautiful flowers and mountains. But America is only called America because we became here, called it America, and we multiplied. But how did we multiply? In the same way. In every country of the world. And what you inherit, this is your inheritance. And I say to you, when Jesus cried out, "Forgive them, Father, what they know not what they do," he has said something that you need to understand about your own life. Listen to what I just said carefully, and we'll go over it. And if you wish to attack me or disagree with me, have the courage of calling me and not muttering to yourself and being resentful, because I can make great hay with your irritation, so I don't have to know you. If you just got upset, I are beginning to own you. The minute you get upset, especially a person who's about to give you the truth that will set you free. And don't tell me you're free. There's hardly a person in this country that's free. You're drinking, drugging, perverted individuals. You're screwing each other in the back and in the front. Excuse me, like dogs in a copulating in an alley. You think that's freedom, you fool? Excuse me. I just have to just calm down just a little bit. There's no emotion in this. You can say, "Roy Masters, you just expressed emotion." No, Jesus didn't express an emotion. He just cleared the money changers out of the temple. If I don't have to be emotional to hit you in the face and knock your head off, which I still could do at 89. Just easy. And if you know me personally, you'd find yourself paralyzed to do anything back or to attack me. I've been through it. I've learned something. You couldn't touch Jesus, could you? You read the stories of him and see how he stood in front of the woman that was going to be stoned, and he got the men to drop the stone. beginning with the oldest one who is guilty. But that's not courage in the sense it is. But he was protected. No other ordinary men could not do that. Ordinary men couldn't go against the law. Remember, it was the law. You could kill that woman for adultery. That's what it was. And he broke the law. And so he should, because it shouldn't be the law. And he had an effect on the fig tree. Remember that? And it shriveled up. And the apostle says, how did that happen? He saw it. A spiritual person can do these things. He said, I can do what I can do, you can also do. All these things I can do, you can also do. I know how to do those things. And I'm not going to say that I. It's not an I. It's something that speaks through me and lives through me and writes the story of my life. It writes a story. And if you get the story right, if you listen to the author of the story, it's because you love him. You've been saved. And at each point of trials and tribulations, you will always know the right thing to do at the right time with the right attitude. And no matter what comes back as a flash, see, into your face, you still stay cool. Nothing touches you. You influence people in a good way. But the influence being good, if it's always perfect, be ye therefore perfect, means if that moment and many other moments that follow, from the time you understand what I'm saying, that you, if you give up your ego emotional state, see, and your struggle, and if you give up what you belong to. I want to tell you something about belonging. And so I hope it will make the point. This is what is a continuum of yesterday. I spent a lot of time with telling you that you cannot belong to anything. You dare not belong to a person. I just want to give you something about Hitler again. And I've just got it on here and I'll read it if you don't mind, because in Hitler Germany, when the time came, as it is for us, 5 million Catholics declined to vote. Did you hear that? Who had control over 5 million Catholics? The Pope? Let's say it's the Pope or some pooper Pope, whatever it is, whatever they call them. They were in charge of those minds. That is not Christianity, to listen to your leader, your Pope, or anybody. You see something evil, and instead of going to the polls and voting it down, they did not go. And guess what? 150 million people died, and none of them would have died had they voted. Now, we come to our state. We have a situation very similar. I'm asking Christians not to listen to their preachers. All the best. It's good if he says, vote for whoever, but vote. And vote for intuitively. If you don't have intuitiveness, you will not realize, first of all, if you have no intuition, but you had it when you were a kid, but you lost it as you came into the world. Your sin is not sin, it's imposed upon you. You need to understand that a child coming through a woman, by virtue of the fact that there's a man, which is not really a man, but we'll see that in just a minute. Most men are not men at all. They're missing something. They got the apparatus to make babies, but they haven't got the intuition to raise them and to deal with their wives. And what you've got is Adam and Eve syndrome. See, Adam and Eve syndrome, she still wants the man to say no. And she raises the apple. But the apple isn't an apple. You have to understand here, I'm going to go all over the place with this. So I'm not going to stay on one subject. It's going to go everywhere. So since I'm on this particular line of thinking, women have a certain power. They know how to seduce. Women are weak. Of course they're weak. They're women. They're beautiful. They're soft and gentle. They're not like men. And so, but they have a protection. Seduction. That's very strong. But that is one of the sicknesses, one of the dangers that a person has to be a seducer. A man can be a seducer. Men can take the identity of women and do better than a woman, like Obama. He is like a woman. He loves you as you are. That's where his power. He seduces you and promises you what he doesn't deliver. So a woman can also do the same thing. Women are pretty dangerous in a sense that they actually, the problem of men is only the reason because men are not really men. Men born of woman has a long, you know, is born of woman has a, is, how can I say it? I would like to, if I can just recall the circumstance that I was reading the Bible just a little while ago. Through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. So Adam did it willfully. She seduced him and separated him from God, and he made it. And what did he do? He made an excuse, and it was the excuse I said yesterday. If you make an excuse, for sure you've been influenced by another force, because you don't like to believe that you're wrong. You don't like to believe that you've been influenced. And therefore, Adam tends to blame Eve. Eve made me do it. And that's what men do. When men are weak, they are weak for women, but they're strong in other ways. Assuming they are men, almost men, because most men have a bit of women in them, and most women have a little man in them. It's not healthy. We will talk to you about that. Because it's very important to understand these things for politics' sake, which you're about to lose your country, because all the things I'm saying here are relevant to the downfall of the United States. It's all about men and women. You see, it would be better that women never, ever was given the right to vote. Now you scream out as much as you want, that's my opinion, and shut me off if you want to, but I say to you, call me first. Have the guts to call me first, because I haven't finished yet. So, you see, what a woman wants is what Eve needed. It was authority. But he left his authority behind with the knowledge of good and evil. And the tree, see, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I was saying that yesterday, but you have to understand your scripture. It's 100% accurate that the human race as we know it, not that there's another kind of human, because it's in the Bible, there were other people alive already there. But this is a special kind of human being, you see, that will produce a special kind of human being. See, but the special kind of human being that you bring into the world is different from what happened to Adam. He did the original mistake, and then he made the excuse, which is worse than the mistake. The deed is forgivable, but not the excuse. That's coming. That's a lie. And there's a lie in the face. If you've ever made an excuse, you are dying. Because once you make the excuse, the problems get worse. And if it works, and people believe it, you're emboldened, and you become more skillful at it. Or not so skillful, get lots of trouble. See? So either way, not a problem. But coming back to the subject of men and women, the tendency is, let me make a point. Have you noticed that women have more rights than men? Do you know to the degree that that is so? Now, let me say, gentlemen, you know that women have more rights than men. Is that correct? That wasn't before. All a woman has to do now, thanks to Obama, see, sympathetic to the women, Eves, see, and no man with authority, because man born of woman has no authority. At least he finds it. And then that's what women want. They want the man to... They need a man that's strong, but the man that's strong physically won't. Isn't it? It's the spirit of the man that gives him this the power and the authority to say, no, Eve, put down that fur coat. I didn't give you a permission to buy it. You can't play with our money. Bingo. And if you have that spiritual quality, which Jesus had, which caused those who were threatening the lady that was committed adultery, he had the power and the authority. No other person could stand in front of that, nor could he, any other ordinary human being could be like he stood before the fig tree and made it disappear, literally cringe. And so when the followers, disciples, there's another word for it, and I missed it. All right, the disciples. They said, how could he do this? I say to you, you have that power. I say to you, when you are born different, you weren't made first. You come into the world as a result of man going into woman. But look in the beginning. Look in the beginning. In the beginning, they were not ashamed. Wow. In the beginning, they were not ashamed. But then when he ate the fruit and thrown out of the garden, something happened. Something strange happened to them. They became mortals. And then he looked at his penis and he says, what's that? He didn't know what that was. And he felt ashamed and they covered it with leaves. And she too. I don't mean to be rude, but something changed. And now he became... the problem has extended. He's subject. He's thrown out of paradise. He's lost his power. The women have it still. The women still hunger. Every woman I know who's decent wants a man, needs a man to say no. I remember a story on CBS many years ago. And I got a caller online. I got to go ahead. But I got to finish the point, if you don't mind. And she was a very famous actress. And she was being interviewed by, I forget who he is, because he isn't worth anything. But what was worth was her, what she said. She says, I am a very wealthy lady. And she's a movie star. Beautiful. She says, I give all my money, everything I have, if a man could say no to me and mean it. So you can, you gentlemen can say no to a woman, but if you don't have authority, which is spiritual, you have to find what Adam lost in order for you to love the hell out of your wife. Now, let me make a point. But this is not, so generations have gone through generations, and every generation, if you look at the generations all the way back, it's the same old behavior. Violence, a perversion of sex, abuse for sex, drunkenness, drugs. It's all the way through history. And there's more I could say about this. Because Russia and Pavlov discovered this, and he experimented with dogs, and he learned they could program the dogs to do whatever they want. But more so, he noticed how the generations destroyed their children and made them into weaklings and bullies. And Karl Marx got it too. He got it from that person I just mentioned. And they, so Marxism is the outcrop, what you have, of understanding how dogs function, how you can program them. But you could even program a snail. You can program a little worm that comes from the bottom of the ocean. You can program it, and it will faithfully stay to the program. That programming is like hypnosis. Temptation is hypnosis, and I'm an expert to screw your head if I want to. Right here, over the radio programming, you wouldn't notice it. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the opposite of Hitler and try to wake you up. That's the difficult part. It's easy for me. I told you my story about my wife. I married her. Later, 2 weeks later, from the day I met her. But she was in the car. And she had a headache. I told you yesterday. Let me say it again. I had that knowledge. I'm a professional hypnotist. I know exactly what Hitler knows. But what Hitler doesn't know how to undo it, nor would he want to. I had to know how he did it so I can undo it. And I spent 3 years, many, many years ago. I'm on the air for 55 years trying to help everybody, especially the veterans coming home from the war and bringing back that identity that is making them kill themselves. I say to you that when you get married, if you're looking for someone to love, make sure you find the love that will love the hell out of you and not embolden the hell in you as a weakling or a bully. The average man is a weakling and a bully. When it comes to the women have the power, and Obama understood that. And so now you know, how many of people here now know that you have to be very careful with your wife, the way you speak to her. In other words, you're a slave of the woman. You're a slave of the woman by having sex with her before marriage. And you're a slave of the woman if you have sex with them and enjoy it too much until you become addicted to it like a drug addict. She becomes the pusher, and you're the pushover. Understand that? So that's where we are this minute. But children coming into the world have that intuitiveness. They come into the world differently than Adam created the people that perpetuate children in the world. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
and gentlemen, please, I swear to you, I was born to do what I'm doing, to understand what I'm doing, to help you understand your undoing, and yes, undoing the doing. You're born into culture, and culture has got into you, and it owns you from the very beginning of Paradise Lost. Every country on earth has exactly the same problem with men and women. And when I said I wish women didn't have the right to vote, I wish they could have a husband that can love the hell out of her so that she would be able to vote in an intelligent way. But the trouble is, because the men are so weak, because they're so weak, they begin to hate their husbands or take advantage of their husbands. See, women are weak in some ways and men are strong in other ways, but there's nothing more powerful than seduction and loving you as you are. So men are born with physical strength, but they lack intuition. They lack intuition because they're born to a woman. And that birth didn't have a father to it. He was too weak and feeble, and she ate him for breakfast. Or he was a bully. Which dad did you have? And you see, all hell breaks loose. You need an order. God, man, woman, children. Not upside down. Government, women, children, men. Right at the bottom of the lift, it's upside down. You cannot have a life unless you find the means of why you have strife, gentlemen. And ladies and ladies, please, do not be angry with me. It will not do you any good. Have the courage to keep listening. Have the courage to keep listening because you have never heard anybody say this before. But I'm quoting scripture as it is, as it always been, and you've never understood it. The five million Catholics that didn't vote in Germany, didn't vote, were responsible for the death of 100 million human beings, 6 million Jewish people, and the rest, war and other reasons. You are about to enter a terrible war. War coming from all sides, and civil war on top of it. This is a dangerous moment. Ladies and gentlemen, please support my program. Please support and call me. Don't be afraid to call me, because this, what I'm saying is something you need to understand. Now, do you understand when I said 5 million Catholics didn't vote because they belong to a church? Why can't you be a Catholic without belonging to a church? Shouldn't the church want you to transfer your belonging to God? It looks like they're doing it, but they're not. Because 5 million Catholics can't all be wrong, could they? Can you see that you belong, in this case, with all the different variations of people on drugs? Some of them are conservatives, and some of them are on the left. Okay, So do you understand that you are programmed and you cannot say no? You must be an individual. Individual meaning subject to nobody. Can you go to church? Yes. Yes, you can go to church and enjoy it and meet people and listen to what the preacher says. But but don't do what he says. You need to understand, say, teacher, what does it mean like the Ten Commandments? I can tell you my story quickly. I'm 7 years old, and the rabbi was saying, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, and all the kinds of stuff. And so I said, Rabbi, why are you telling me this? He says, if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know it. I said, how do you know? I know you know it. I know it already without you know it telling me, thank you. And he was angry right in my face. I didn't flinch. I have never flinched since. Americans don't belong to anything except America. And America belongs to God. You do not do what your politicians say so. But I tell you what the left does and what the left has been doing, making it difficult to be a man. It's bad enough to be a real man and with no authority because he's missing the Jesus aspect, if you know what I mean. Authority. My dad died, and this is how I got to understand authority. And when he died, I felt pain, longing. But I was lucky to have something to happen to me. I was walking in the street one day, a few days after he died, and it was raining. And I was walking behind people who walked like my dad, and when I turned around, it wasn't my dad, he's dead. But you see, all of a sudden, because of my longing for my father, I could see. I didn't know I was loving the Father. I could not see. Oh, he says, it says to me without words, which I can translate into English. He says, I'm the God of your Father. If you love your Father, you love me. You are now loving me. Your Father isn't here anymore. See? Do you understand that if you love the Father, you can see? Now let's reduce that. Maybe you can say it differently. If I forgive, if I see I'm standing in the shoes of my Father, and he's a dirty, rotten swine. He wasn't born that way. He was born innocent, like you were born innocent. The system is different from Paradise Lost. We come into the world having not done anything wrong. Can you tell a baby that he's a guilty person? How dare you? How dare you blame a kid and say you need to find salvation? He's already got it. And you see, children are so beautiful. They can see things around them. They can't fight it. They haven't got the experience. And therefore, in every family, you will find the parents love those who are obedient. And your preacher loves those who are obedient. And you belong to him, and you belong to the church. And you never could ever belong to God if that's the case. Never. I love Christianity. I love only the person who is now called a Christian. A Christian is Christ. So there's no such thing as Christianity in the sense you have it. You can't have 1,000 different people teaching you and telling you what it is. The knowledge of good is the same as knowledge of evil. Listen to my hands on the bench here. The knowledge of good is the same as the knowledge of evil. So if you just have the knowledge in your head and not understanding it, And it's there because someone told you and gave you a little present. You are not a Christian. And if you appease for peace, you're still not a Christian. Because you're an appeaser. An appeaser emboldens the bully. And it's a bully that's local, and in mass, it's a bully to Putin, who's looking from a distance, and ISIS looking from a distance, and North Korea looking from a distance, and seeing that you are loving the evil in them. Thinking that it's love, you're emboldening them to destroy you. Am I correct or not? All right, that's enough. That's enough for the opening. Two callers holding up. I'm sorry about this. I had my eyes closed. Is my eyes open now? Thank you. Yes, I see it is. But you see, I can't speak to you by reading things. I'm just looking at a screen. I have to see my mouth talk and listen to what I'm saying. And see if I'm making a mistake while I'm saying it. All right, Charlie. Hello, Charlie. What can I do for you?
I just want to say it's a big pleasure and an honor to be talking to you. I used to go to your center here in Los Angeles. I don't want to go on and on. I love your program. Your meditation is amazing. But one thing I want to say real quick is, please, anyone that starts, don't stop, because unfortunately I made a mistake of stopping, and it's very hard to come back into it. Anyway, the reason I'm calling you tonight is regarding hypnotherapy and hypnosis. I know you say you hypnotize people, so
stay away.
I don't have to be a hypnotherapist myself. And so if somebody comes to me and say, look, I have an issue with this or that, like smoking or having problems sleeping or something like that, by hypnosing them, am I doing harm to them or
Yes, you are.
Them?
Yes, you are. I am an expert in it. I mean, there isn't anything I don't know about it. I'm almost 89 years old, and I've been doing this all my life, as much as I could, since I was a diamond cutter at first, but it afforded me the ability to follow my dream, to find out why human beings, only 1% of the whole human race, has ever known freedom. I say that it's a hypnotic state. The word sin requires a slavishness to a tempter or temptress, so that you have some kind of intimidation or seductive experience. But usually it is cruelty. Usually it's causing people to be upset. And the very nature, listen carefully, the very fact that I could upset somebody in this listening to this program, the minute he upsets me or she is upset by me, and more dangerously so, because I'm speaking absolutely gospel truth, that if you get upset, you cannot serve two masters. Immediately, you, as you come into this world, immediately, as a child with intuition, he has the gift. And when you come into a family, the chances are the wife and the husband, the father and the mother, will spoil that child or hate it, resent it because it was more beautiful and intuitive and felt like he was or she was looking at her or him. And that would cause him to want to make that child doubt itself. And therefore, they will call that child all kinds of names and not acknowledge him and say all kinds of mean things to him and do things and promise but doesn't deliver. And the child gets upset. And the minute he gets upset, he inherits paradise lost. He inherits the sin of Adam and Eve. And it goes through the generations. Man born a woman. So shall a man leave his mother and father and be joined to the woman as one flesh. That, sir, is upside down. See? In other words, the man should not be joined to the woman. The woman should be joined to the man. But men are born, and they're born because they're born a woman, they're the extension of the woman. Because the tendency of the woman is to seduce. So when you get married, you get married by the person who can seduce you with a charm. And often with women, quite innocently, thinking that this is love also. But it isn't love. None of it's love. When you fall in love, you fall in love. You fall from what love is all about. And that's why it doesn't work. In other words, you're addicted to sex. You don't love the woman, you just love the feeling she gives you. And therefore, that's an emotional feeling that will kill you and make you more and more addicted and more, and cause the woman to feel like she's guilty and give you more and more. And you become a bigger and bigger beast or a bigger and bigger weenie. And the children don't have a father. And the wife doesn't have a father that has authority. All it is a big mess. Arguing, fighting, divorce, being angry with the kids, demoralizing the kids, loving the kids too much and spoiling them rotten. So you see, my dear friend, you need not to play with the meditation. Either you do it and you're ready to go to the other side and find your redemption, because God waits. You don't realize that redemption existed before you were born for you. Redemption exists right now for every person listening to me who will give up his troth to drugs, alcohol, church, the love of your wife, which you thought was love. You know now it's not, it's lust. And you mistake lust for love, and you can't stop. It becomes addictive, including the word addictive. See, it's all about that money, insecurity, anxiety, and solutions, medical, psychological, all making you worse. Okay.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, please, this is a little break here. The stations get commercials. And I have 6 million people as of this morning. And it's up to 6,400,000 there that's listening to me. And I'm moving towards $20 million. I'm working towards 20 million people. If I can help you see how to deal with your wife, how to deal with your husband, how to deal with your children, so that everything falls into place like it should, God and the man that gives him a quality called authority. But just an ordinary man hasn't got authority. But he has an authority who is evil, the most evil person, runs amok in politics. That is why I say, leave your Democratic Party. Do not leave, don't give yourself to the church. Don't give yourself to anybody. I didn't give myself to my wife. If I'd given myself to her for to love me, I would have been dead a long time ago. She would have killed 10 people. That's how good she is. I've been 67 years on the air, I mean, on radio, not radio, 67 years married. I said, till death do us part. That is what I meant. And I've always been a good example of that. I never lost my cool. Yes, I raised my voice. I've never lost my cool. And as a result of not losing my cool, my wife loses hers. I could just give you a story now, because the gentleman that called just now wasn't a very good caller. Can you put a better one on? Just don't give me one that's like that. Because I don't care if I have any callers. They don't know how to talk to me. But they're listening. Does anybody want to challenge me about this? Do you feel a reaction to me? Do you feel like a breath of fresh air? You're close to the God you're looking for.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
That's the kind of music you pissants need. Most of you are degenerates. On the left especially. But on the right, it's got righteousness. You're Christian, so therefore according to the preacher, your minister, you're saved. No, you're not. You've just been lied to. You're not saved because you go to church. Especially because you belong to it. And I want you to step away from everything you belong to because you belong to it. Anything you belong to. You belong to Christianity? You're not belonging to Jesus. He's within you. He's not in that person's, it's not in the church, and it's not in the synagogue. I'm sorry, but you could be a good Christian just the same, but a really good one who finds the authority, or in a woman, find the man that has a spirit that is unbreakable. So you tempt him, and he doesn't get upset. That's called love. And he does, in no matter how badly you behave, he's always kind and not looking for nookie. Excuse the expression. It came to me. I'm sorry if it's not in the English language. It now is. That's it. And so what I'm saying is, you don't know how to love each other. You're not Americans anymore. I'm an Englishman. I'm an American. I love this country. I want to love the hell out of you that you don't think you have. You're drinking, smoking, drugs, have anxiety, and taking pills. It's all not psychological. It's something else. I don't have a name for it. But you're missing. You had it, intuition, the day you were born. And the culture you came into couldn't help hating you for it, hating your innocence. What do you think child murder and suffering is all about? Hating, resenting the intuition of a child that lights up his darkness, and his darkness hates the light. That is the ISIS. ISIS is afraid of little children. They're afraid of the innocent. They see innocent as evil, just like you see on the website, Facebook. The first thing you hear on the Facebook is me saying to Drudge, Matt Drudge. It used to be a long time ago that it was said about Hitler, if you could see him with emotion, you could see his greatness. You could see he was the Führer. You would see evil, in a sense, as good. And there's a way of making you see evil as good. And this subject matter will be carried over in the next hour. I would love somebody. See, I thought I was speaking to 60 million people odd. I'm speaking now to Facebook. Where the hell are you? Are you listening? Where's the courage of a person to stand up to Roy Masters? He's an old bugger. Excuse the expression. Two of you sitting in a car, and you think you have a friend. And this is how simple it is. You don't have a friend. You don't know he's an enemy. You got codependency, so you feel secure. But one of you's got common sense still. And so you turn the radio on, and you hear Roy Masters, and you say, do you love this man? Is like a breath of fresh air. And your friend says, what? You're listening to this man? You're not my friend? He jumps out of the car. See, but you both look the same. One of you is different. Now, I'm going to tell you quickly. If you're in the Democratic Party, you are mentally ill. If you're in the Republican Party, you're also an idiot. Can't you see they're both the same? They're two opposites. And I said yesterday, one side has the power of a woman, a bitch, with power over the country, like the family. And then the other one has power as a son of a bitch because he's angry and hostile and goes around screwing all the ladies. And the ladies let them happen because they're all free now. You can hardly find a virgin. And if there's a virgin, everybody laughs. You can't conquer a noble people. And so the reason why you're such a lot of degenerates, don't get mad. If you responded to that, you're one of them. You understand that. And if you're not one of them, you're happy. But somebody finally said it. And some of you love it because somebody said it and it woke you up. It's a difficult thing to wake a person up, but to hypnotize a person and make him live out somebody else's life. Whoever did it to you is a spirit. And your grandfather had it, and your grandpa had it, and your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great. It's all the way through. All the stories are alike. All of them. And Hitler, not Hitler, but the Russians, Pavlov, he experimented with animals and dogs. And because he was fascinated by the fact that the parents destroyed their children and programmed them to be weird and broken creatures. So he thought maybe, well, that's how you lost your country, because of the information that came from those experiments. They're experimenting on you, and you're the dogs. And you're going to the dogs and let you listen to this man. I'll be right back. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, my foundation is a 501c3, and your donations are tax deductible. This is listener supported. If you want me to help you, I can lead you against the bad guys and turn the bad guys into good ones. That's what happens. Not all Germans were bad, but they had to act that way in order to exist. The time is coming. And the stupid people are more stupid than ever. And I just want you to know that you've got to learn to deal with these stupid people. And you need courage and virtue. You need salvation.